Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This one's for who? Us, us, us.
Be who Mitchell am Finley. I?
106.7 The Fan. It's high noon in the District of Columbia, and Terry McLaurin is back, baby. 3-year contract extension. All the callers stay there, but Nikki Jabal, kind enough to jump on the Rude Guest Hotline with us. You can read Nikki's work in The Athletic. Nikki, I just texted you. Hey, I know it's busy. I know you might need a minute, and you're like, nah, it's all good. I already had the story written. I think you, like us, thought this news was coming, right?
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling yesterday that they were close. So I actually went through. I mean, we always have like pre-written stories,
right,
for some of the big news, and you just kind of fill in the blanks. But I kind of heard a bit more yesterday and knew something could be happening pretty quickly. So, yeah, glad the saga is over.
Yeah, absolutely. The contract details are going to slowly leak out here. We've heard a $30 million signing bonus. We've heard it's a 3-year, $96 million deal. Do you have any more information on that or any guesses, especially where the fully guaranteed money lands?
I don't know the total guarantees yet, but he did get a $30 million signing bonus. So he does get a nice little bump for this year.
Yeah, instant cash.
Yeah, so that should come in handy. You never know when you might need $30 million, I guess.
Yeah. Tell me about it, Nikki. You know how you roll with it.
I know, yeah. I mean, Loudoun County, man. Not cheap.
Brian and I have zero concerns that he won't be ready to play week one. Where do you land on his readiness and availability for week one?
I mean, he's been ready since the season ended. I mean, I know he was on PUP with an ankle injury, but I think we all know what that was. I will say it's the same ankle that is like, you know, been an issue for many years throughout his career. I mean, dating back to like when Alex Smith was the quarterback and he right. was treating his ankles. So sure. Yes. He always has to like, you know, do some sort of treatment with his ankles, but you know, he would have not been on PUP if it were not for the contract situation.
Right.
So yeah, I think he's totally ready, and definitely having last year helps. He's not adjusting to yet another new quarterback because he does have only 11 days. So he'll be back out on the field Wednesday and, you know,
ready to rock,
right up to speed. Yep.
Yeah. It's one of these things where I think there was some legitimate acrimony along the way, but
yep.
I feel like everybody can smile and move forward now. And what has happened will not impact.
It was respect the whole way, though. I think that keeps it good.
What, yeah. if any, lingering feelings do you think
they could have done stuff early, Nikki, and with that PUP and all that stuff and made things hard.
Yeah.
They never did. That was respect.
Yeah,
I think he showed a level of respect. Terry spoke that day, but we know he talks. And he's normally going to give you a full answer. But I don't think anybody got stupid with the whole process.
No. I think $96 million cures pretty much anything. I mean, that's usually how it works in the NFL. I mean, if you win and you get paid, all's forgiven, right? So that's kind of how it works.
Totally. Going forward then, what's crazy is, like, before the Terry news came down, we were talking about stuff, and fans are really fired up that it looks like Noah Brown is going to return from an actual injury at the right time for week one. Meanwhile, fans are concerned about Terry McLaurin's availability for week one when there wasn't a real injury.
Yeah.
What does this do for this team as far as, you know, what everybody wants in this city, a deep playoff run?
No, it's huge. I mean, to have, you know, their three receivers as they envisioned from the start to be out there, I mean, it's huge. I mean, now Jaden actually has some reliable targets to go to. And I mean that not disrespecting, you know, the other receivers in the group, but they don't compare to Terry and Noah and Debo. And that's where, you know, a lot of the criticism of the offense was coming from, is they don't have the depth back there. I'm still concerned about the depth there. But this is huge for the offense. And like you said, you kind of knew something would always get done. You know, deadlines always seem to spur action. It's unfortunate it dragged on as long as it did. But it is done. And, you know, Terry now has a chance to, you know, he seems like a guy that'll want to play football for as long as he physically can. But, you know, if that comes in his mid-30s, he could end up being one of the rare ones nowadays that plays for only one team.
Yeah. I mean, how exciting could that be? Honestly, it kind of tracks that way, but we'll see exactly what happens. Let's talk. Here's a pleasant idea related to Terry McLaurin. Let's talk football-wise. How good? Now, the depth questions are real. I think Jalen Lane, now, assuming Terry's back, Noah's back, Debo's been there the whole time and looked great. I think Jalen Lane's your fourth wideout. Who's had a really good camp and looks promising. Then I guess it's Luke. Then I kind of think it's Ja'Cory Brooks. With the top three, though, how good can that offense be, and how different are all three of those receivers?
Oh, they're totally different. And they're all three are very versatile, too. I mean, they started moving Jalen to the outside some just to kind of test his range, essentially. And he looks pretty good. I mean, he's still young and will need some polish overall. But, I mean, Terry's played inside, outside. He's caught passes out of the backfield. Debo does it all, obviously. Jalen's got this. They're all insanely fast. I mean, it's a track team there, the receiving core. And then you throw in Zach Ertz. Yeah, they got some weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
The question now for me, and not to be like the pessimist always looking for issues, but the question still is sort of the offensive line. I still think Cosme, I could be wrong. We'll see today or tomorrow, but I still think Cosme will probably start on PUP, which means he'll miss at least four games. And then, you know, will the fluidity up front, because they have moved a lot of pieces throughout camp and preseason, will that affect Jaden? I don't think it will. I think he's so physically gifted, but also a really smart quarterback, which means he can mask a lot of deficiencies up front. And I still think they're a better line, at least on paper, than they were last year. So,
I think the offensive line, even those the guys that have been playing, the top three hadn't been there per se. You're looking at Tunsil, Coleman, and also Cosme, but the other guys have played that in the game. I had to point it out. They were locking people down.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought Andrew Wiley actually looked really good.
Yeah, he looks great.
He's much more versatile than I gave him credit for before. Quinn's at this. He just jumped in at left guard when Coleman was out and handled it with no problem. So.
I think Wiley's play has been one of the most encouraging.
Yes.
Like, development processes in a while. I mean, I thought he was good last year. I think he's been really good. I think if he is inside a guard, and it's him and Coleman, I think that's two really good guards. I like the offensive line a lot. I did notice this. Regina Jackson, Jaden Daniels' mom, just tweeted out, finally, it's go time now about the Terry McLaurin extension, which is awesome. Jaden, of all people, and maybe we shouldn't be surprised by this because Jaden has just been so level-headed throughout his NFL career. Every time Jaden got asked about this, and he got asked about it with some regularity, he's like, yeah, he's coming back. Yeah, he's coming back. Maybe we all just should have listened to Jaden all along.
Yeah. I mean, did you have any doubt that he wouldn't be back, though?
I never did.
I did not.
I never doubted it.
I thought he'd always be back.
It made too much sense.
I didn't think it would take this long or get this acrimonious, but I thought he'd always be back. They weren't going to trade him, you know, and he still had it. He was under contract, and you just figured, I feel like the team knows what he means to the franchise and the fan base. They, you know, they weren't going to not sign a deal.
Yeah, man, I think it's very good news for all parties. Talking with our friend Nikki Jobvala from The Athletic here on the Rood guest hotline. Rood makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. B, can you do me a favor real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Tell Nikki to call Greg about her floors. Because I told her to, and she's hesitant.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to over ask.
Nah, you better call Greg.
See? Told you.
I'll have to call Greg. All right. I'll call Greg.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
As for...
He knows what he's doing.
Our Bemidji Finley AAA poll of the day today was asking people if they're concerned by the 0-3 record in the preseason. Do you have any concerns about the 0-3 record in the preseason?
No. Weren't the Chiefs 0-3 too?
I can look that up. I know the Browns were undefeated, and it doesn't change how I feel about the Browns.
Yeah, if the Browns are undefeated and the Chiefs are 0-3, I'm going with it's probably a good thing they're 0-3. I don't know. I'm just guessing there. But no, I don't. No. Because I feel like preseason is about individual performances. It's like the score doesn't really matter. You know, it doesn't count toward anything. It's about evaluating the players on the field.
The Chiefs were 0-3. I just looked it up.
Right, yeah, like, so there you go.
Here's what you need to know about preseason results. They allow the games to end in ties because they don't want it to go to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. if the result mattered, they wouldn't have made that rule change to allow games to end in ties. And I think that's pretty telling. There are some interesting – the biggest, like, move of camp was the Brian Robinson trade.
Yep.
And the Terry thing was the biggest, like, kind of – lingering cloud, but I always thought that would get resolved. Now it has. Going forward, by tomorrow at 4 o'clock, what do you think are some of the most interesting positions? You and I were talking about this in the press box during the game. Like, has anybody really forced their way onto this roster?
I mean, I think we'll see. I'm not totally certain, but I thought Chris Rodriguez really had a strong camp. And that may, you know, if he didn't have a strong camp, they could easily stick with three backs like they did last year. But I thought he's had a really strong camp. He looks different.
He looks physically
faster. And he, you know, he's just picking up where he left off late last season, where he had those big runs. So I thought he had a good camp. I'm trying to, I mean, Dorrance Armstrong was always going to make it, but he had a really nice camp too. He looks like he took a big step, which they need in the pass rush. I try to think if there are ones that earn their way on. Hold on, I have to go through.
I thought all of them. The linebacker, especially in that last preseason game.
Allie Cahill.
Yeah, Cahill looked good.
I wanted to keep him on my 53. I actually did not keep him on my 53 because of a numbers issue. And I thought, well, maybe he'll clear waivers. You can have him on the practice squad. So I have Kane Medrano as my last linebacker.
Well, and I asked, that's probably the right direction, frankly. And I asked EQ about that Sunday or Saturday. You know, how much does draft positioning matter into your roster decisions? And I thought Quinn was pretty honest. He's like, you know, a little bit, especially for earlier rounders, but, you know, you got to win it on merit. Here's my thing with Cahill, why I think you can get hit, like you can cut him and get him back to your practice squad. He's a 25-year-old rookie. That dude played 6 years of college football and missed the entire 2022 season. He started at Bama in 2018. Like, that's a long run of college ball. I thought he was impressive. Are you going? Let's run through it real quick. Are you going four running backs on your 53?
I am going four backs. Yeah. Okay.
And then are you going four tight ends?
I am. Yeah.
So then is it two quarterbacks? Or are you going uneven? What are you doing?
I went with two. I was initially going three, just largely because of Marcus Mariota's injury. I mean, they kept three last year. I know that was in part because Jaden was young, but also Marcus had the pec injury and was on IR for the start of the season. So I was going to go three again, but the seventh interception just was like, nah, I don't think so. So I still think they could add a third, you know, after off the waiver wire, but they're 27th on the priority list.
So Driscoll's out there.
They won't get their, what's that?
Driscoll's out there floating around.
Driscoll is still available. So I still think that it's possible they add a third one just for as a safety net.
I could see that. Offensive line, what are you doing?
O-line, I kept 10. I put Cosme on IR to start. You can have two players go on IR when you're doing this instead of having to wait for them to clear waivers. So he's going to go on IR on my 53, and I have 10 others. My backup, aside from like the top,
right?
You know, six, say. I got Fant, Allegretti, Chris Paul, Dieter, and Trent Scott.
Oh, you got rid of your guy.
Didn't Nick Harris?
Yeah,
this was a whole debate in the press box. Yeah, I mean, don't tell Keim. Don't give him a big head over
He's
that.
Probably listening.
It probably is.
I'm guessing this will get back to him, but that's fine. defensive side of the ball, who are your linebackers? Hell, who's the D-line? I think the D-line actually ended camp with some depth.
Yeah, no, totally. I kept eight, and it doesn't include Von Miller just because he's listed as a linebacker because he wears 24. so I put him with the linebackers. So D-line, I have eight. You got the main four up front. I got Payne, Kinlaw, Dietrich and Dorrance, Jacob Martin, Johnny Newton, Javonte, Jean-Baptiste, and Eddie Goldman. I'm not certain on Eddie Goldman. I just don't know that he had a strong enough camp. And I think they have good depth there on the interior. I mean, this would run counter to what they did in the off season of trying to get bigger. But I still really like Sheldon Day. I like what he did last year for him. Yeah. I know he's somewhat undersized. He put on some weight this off season, right? But he's a good interior lineman, so.
Yeah, he reminds me a lot of Newton when they're playing on the field.
Yeah.
I like Day, and I like Carl Davis. And yeah. I like Jalen Holmes.
Yeah, like, Holmes is another
one. I do, too. I know, I was running out of room.
Yeah, no, I get it. And so, backers. The top two are so obvious. Dan Quinn.
Correct.
Frankie and Louisville.
Dan Quinn has a man crush on Jordan McGee.
Von Miller.
He loves McGee.
Yeah, Jordan McGee. Yeah, so that's four.
Bobby, Frankie, Von, Jordan McGee. Those are the top four. Nick Ballure, I mean, which is
he's a special teams guy.
And then Kay Medrano.
Yeah.
I don't, like, I'll be honest, I don't love the depth at inside linebacker just because there's zero experience behind Bobby, really. If Jordan's dealt with a number of injuries, I think he could be really good, like Quinn thinks. He had, what, only 15 defensive snaps last year because of injuries. The poor guy's dealt with it nonstop. But I think he could be really good if he can, you know, stay on the field.
Stay healthy.
Yeah.
And then the DBs. I think the corners is for the first time in a long time, really pretty easy.
Yeah, I think the secondary is probably their deepest group, which is wild to say because they've had so much turnover there over the years. But
did you go 10 DBs?
I went 5-5, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Lattimore.
I mean, it's
Lattimore, Amos.
Lattimore, Amos, Sammer, Noah I,
Sammer Steele,
and Jones.
Yeah. Jones, yep.
Yep.
And then the DBs, I'm guessing, Quan, Harris, Owens, Revo, I'm forgetting somebody.
Percy. Butler.
Yeah, Percy. Yeah, I don't think there's really a lot of decisions to be made there, right?
Yeah, I don't think that. Daryl Worley, Luzon, I gave a little bit of thought, but, I mean, if he was available when they sign him, you know, my thought is he'd be available after, you know, once he's cut, and they can add him to the practice squad if they want. But he was one where I was like, oh, maybe veteran guy. I don't know. But, again, I don't know who I was going to cut to make a place for him. So,
Nikki, thank you for making time. I know it's a busy day.
Appreciate you, Nick.
And it's a good day for the Commanders. Good day for Jaden Daniels.
Indeed.
Good day
Indeed.
For DC.
All right. Thank you, Nick. We'll talk soon.
All right. See you guys.
Bye. If you're on hold, stay there. We're taking your calls. The McLaurin saga is over. How fired up are you? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.